Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. Quarter number three of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Dustin Hawkinson and Greg Pickle here. Greg touched on something interesting in our previous couple segments, really. Just the idea of three-star recruits and their role moving forward for Penn State. We know that Penn State has lifted the lid on its recruiting, but you also see as they in the final days of the 2019 recruiting cycle that they've pushed and they've gotten some three-star recruits. So I wanted to look at, since James Franklin arrived and going into the future and what they've got on the roster right now, just how important and how three-star recruits have fared under James Franklin. This really comes off of a couple defensive linemen. We broke down the whole defensive line class and how important it was to push to the finish line and get the three guys that they got late in the cycle, Smith Vilbert, Devon Ellis, and Joseph Darkwa. But two of those guys, Darkwa and Vilbert, are three-stars. And they're the exception to the rule anymore in 2018 and 2019. But, Greg, they still have their place. As we mentioned, for these two in particular, three stars because of uncertainty, not because they don't have ability. So that's the interesting thing. Like, so sometimes three stars are three stars because their ceiling isn't as high as the four star.
Right.
Sometimes they're three stars because they have a long way to go, or they're raw, or they're just their position is uncertain. And Penn State, a lot of times, the three stars they've gotten, there's a good reason they're three stars, and they're reasons that can be overcome.
Yeah, I mean, in some cases, yes. In some cases, no. I think the third, you know, sort of mixture of those two things you just mentioned is guys that are tweeners, in a sense. And is he a linebacker or a safety? Is he a defensive end or a defensive tackle? Is he this or that? You know, I think those are the guys that more often than not you see as three stars, and sometimes they really work out quickly in the sense that they get in, they figure out their position, and they rise the depth chart. And then there's some other guys who come in and they never really figure out their position, or maybe some kind of deficiency that we knew of in high school was more significant and harder to overcome than we thought. So they don't, you know, rise to the forefront like we think they will. So, yeah, there's always a role for these guys. Sometimes, like we said, they come in and move up the ranks quickly. Other times they take a while. It just depends how everything shakes out. But ultimately, Penn State has done a nice job. We used to call the diamond in the rough guys. Now they're more like the guys that fill out the class and you hope can be, the either something that's really a high level guy, or at least a depth contributor at worst. And if not, maybe they hit the grad transfer portal after graduating. So we've seen a little bit of everything with these three star recruits so far, and that won't change moving forward.
Yeah, and the three stars in this class, there's only two in the 24/7 composite, Joseph Darkwa, Smith Vilbert. So Darkwa, coming from Germany, he's 6'5", 270. There's a little bit of a transition when it comes to his body. But the bigger transition, obviously, is moving overseas from Germany to here and learning all the technique and stuff that eluded him, just obviously not playing the type of competition you'll play week in and week out if you were the same player in the United States. And for Vilbert, more of a basketball player transitioning to football, another long kid at 6'5", 6'6", 250. These are really interesting players, Greg, and I understand that they're three stars. And what the three-star thing would suggest to me in both of these cases is, there's some progress that needs to be made, but really you're looking at these guys as more of later career, like second half of their careers being able to make an impact, as opposed to just needing a year, maybe 2 years to get on the field.
Yeah, I mean, I would say more often than not, we're talking about kind of guys that, and Smith Vilbert and Joseph Darkwa both fall into this category of, you watch their tape and you say, wow, he's fast, wow, he's explosive, so on and so forth. But sometimes guys are a little bit thinner than you would like them to be to play in the Big Ten. Some guys have, you know, they might be listed at 270, but it's the wrong kind of 270, so you have to bump them, you know, knock them down to build them back up a little bit, you know. So there's any number of reasons, but you're right. Just because the guy's a three-star, it doesn't – he's no more, you know, he is less likely to, you know, one day be a first-round draft pick or you know, be the team's, you know, biggest star. I mean, that's just the way it works. Now, obviously, there's examples of the opposite of that, Trace McSorley being the premier one. But, you know, the three-star guy, just based off of the way it's worked in the past and the history that we know, is not as likely as a five-star guy to be, you know, the team superstar and a future top five overall draft pick. But he has a chance to work his way up that ladder, and some guys will, some guys won't. Some guys will work their way in the depth and contributor roles, some guys won't. But when it comes to those two guys, they certainly have all the things you need. One thing about Darkwa, not necessarily on the star front, but I just wonder, and look, Penn State's not the first school to ever accept a European commitment, so it's not like this is uncharted water, but I do wonder about how the clearinghouse, NCAA clearinghouse, and the academic side of this all works. You know, most schools, I think, in the U.S. are probably pretty darn similar when it comes to the educational requirements and things that, you know, making sure student athletes have the classes that meet the NCAA's requirements. And I don't know if that's necessarily the case in Germany. So that's another interesting wrinkle to all this as well that has nothing to do with his star rating, but is something I pondered over the last couple of days.
Well, it contributes to the whole uncertainty issue, which is why we're talking about Darkwa in this conversation in the first place. The Keystone Kickoff Show, we're talking Penn State recruiting in 2019, but really Penn State recruiting under Coach James Franklin since he got here in 2014. Segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com, where, by the way, if you have the Keystone Sports app or if you don't have the Keystone Sports app, you should go get it regardless, but there's been a new feature added, a button there, if you're interested in entering for a free GoPSURV.com weekend. All you got to do is give us your name, your hometown, and your email, but you have to have the Keystone Sports app in order to get there. Really, I mean, nice and breezy. It takes about 7 seconds to do it once you have the app. Also, while you're there, you can use the Ask Greg button to ask Greg here a question about Penn State football. So looking at three stars, really just in general for Penn State, and I brought up a couple. There are several other success stories as well. Christian Campbell and Imani Oruwari are just a couple who have transformed from three stars into NFL, you know, in Campbell's case, an NFL draft pick, and Oruwari's case, a forthcoming NFL draft pick. They've managed to develop guys, and that was one of my big questions, I think, about James Franklin coming in, knowing that his reputation as a recruiter preceded him. How are they going to develop guys? How are they going to get guys, whether they're a 3, 4, 5, 2-star, whatever, from day one, how are they going to get the most out of them? I think they've gotten the most out of them. And, you know, that includes all the 3-stars who that group, you know, was a much bigger group in 14, 15, even 16 and 17 than it has been in 18 and 19. They've definitely taken that and have fewer and fewer 3-stars involved.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, obviously, the more of those guys that you get, you know, we talk about, Bud Elliott's been on. We've had him before, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we had him on to talk about the blue chip ratio.
Right. It's exactly where I'm going with this. So that's obviously the metric that he created that basically says, you know, if you have more 4 and 5 stars and 3 and 4 star recruits, you're more likely to win a national title or at least compete for the college football playoff. Penn State originally was not in the conversation for that when James Franklin arrived, but over the last two recruiting classes and now a third with the 2019, they've worked their way into that conversation. And now we're talking about a roster that, you know, is it going to be at a full 85? No, I don't think so in terms of scholarships, because they lost more guys than they were expecting to. And, you know, unless everything breaks their way coming down the stretch here, which it doesn't look like it's going to, you know, you're talking about probably a 23-24 member signing class. You just lose too many guys, simply put, to have a full 85 on the scholarship table. But most of those guys on that table are 4 and 5 star recruits, and history has shown that that's the kind of roster makeup you need to win a title or compete for the college football playoff.
And I get the notion, and every time a 3-star gets drafted or a former walk-on gets drafted, just absolutely defies astronomical odds. You hear from the crowd that said, you know, give me, that says, give me a 3-star with heart, right, over a 5-star. Yeah. And you just kind of laugh because the math just doesn't support that at all. I get the sentiment that, you know, there's a good number of 3-stars who have been slighted or disrespected or have a chip on their shoulder. And there's a good number of 5-stars that come in as prima donnas, or they've been told they've been good their whole life. They've never had to work for anything. There are instances of that because they're human beings and that kind of stuff just happens.
Right.
But if you want to win in college football, you need the 5-stars. And, you know, at the same time, what I think is encouraging about Penn State is that they've developed the 3-stars. I think they've done a good job developing the 3-stars. In the 2018 class, I think there are good vibes around the 3-stars from that class too. Yeah. Looking at Judge Culpepper, Aeneas Hawkins, those defensive tackles who, they don't, you know, they were only 3-stars because they, you know, in terms of their body, weren't prototypical as high school players. Trent Gordon enrolled in January and made an impression. Bryce Effner made an impression as a swing guy who clearly had some work to do in his body and that kind of thing, but has come a long way. Will Levis, the quarterback, I still don't really understand why he was a 3-star. I can only say that, you know, he's from New England.
You know what? That's as good of a reason as any sometimes, you know.
It is, yeah. Exposure point matters too, which all factors into this discussion.
And it's not just the 3-star part of it either. If Pat Freiermuth played in Florida or in Texas or in maybe Pennsylvania, but Florida, Texas, California, I mean, he would have been a 5-star recruit. I mean, there were few, if any, freshman offensive players as productive as he was in the class of 2018. We're talking about too many classes here today. I'm all over the map. But in the class of 2018, but he was a 4-star. And, you know, I guess it could be because they just didn't think he was a 5-star. But more than likely, it was because he played in Massachusetts and there weren't too many people paying attention to him outside of, you know, watching his film and saying, yeah, this kid's good. Let's give him a 4-star and move on.
Yeah, and I think that it's all part of the shades of gray here. One thing, just a closing thought, as you start to look over the numbers a little bit, use the 2017 class as an example. The 3-stars are the ones who have been transferring out, you know, and there have been, it's not 100%, but you look at that group. Let's use the 17 class as an example. Braylon Faison Walden, Corey Bowles, Robbie Martin gave up football. Braylon Franklin was a project and didn't really stick at one position or another, got moved, and then he ended up transferring out too. Braylon Faison Walden, I know he said he was moving back home to North Carolina because, you know, for personal reasons in part. But with all these transfers happening now and with guys who are 3-stars or low 4-stars potentially getting lapped, I don't think the idea of transfers is going away anytime soon. And this is the group where they're going to come from.
No, this is going to be the normalized part of college football now. And you can expect Penn State to try and start picking off some grad transfers each year because of it.
Yeah, we'll be watching for that. For now, we're moving on. We're going to talk some Penn State hoops. Jeff Brown comes back after a 2-week absence to talk about Pat Chambers and his team. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.